Well, you're kind of the talk of the town here over the last 24 hours or so. If you get the opportunity, I guess, do you know, and how excited would you be to get in tomorrow?
Very exciting. I don't know yet. It hasn't been told to me yet, but yeah, it's hard to be watching from the stands, so I definitely want to be out there. So I'm just kind of waiting for a chance to get out there.
To get back onto the ice, what could you bring into this series now that's turned into a best of three?
Energy, I guess. Maybe last game watching from the press box. I feel like a little bit of energy could have maybe helped the team. So hopefully I can come in and do that and, you know, try to get on their D and just do what Matthew Perreault does.
Matthew, did you feel like you could have played last night, and did they hold you out as a precaution?
Yeah, I feel like I could have played, yes. But it's not my call, obviously, so it comes down to coach's decision. So, I let them know I felt good, I wanted to play, and there's nothing else I can do.
Does sitting out games in the playoffs, you think it's different than missing games in the regular season just because of the tempo and the pace and passion and everything that goes with the right playoffs?
Yeah, it's a bit more frustrating for sure. It's hard to watch. When you win, it's awesome, but a game like last night when you end up losing, it's really hard to watch. So, playoffs, it definitely makes a little bit of a difference.
Having watched this series, Matthew, did you see Nashville do something completely different that they maybe haven't done throughout the series when they did last night?
No, I don't think so. I mean, we had a good start of the game. We had a couple chances, and Rene made some good saves, and then they got a bounce off a face-off. It goes in, and then they kind of sat back, and from there, almost looked like we didn't have maybe the same energy that we had in the games before, and we just kind of couldn't really get anything.
After it went to about 2-0, and they did start to sit back, and they were sitting kind of in that really well-executed 1-3-1.
Yeah.
What's the play? What do you have as options to get around?
Yeah, like, and especially if you need a lot of energy to be able to put it behind their D and get on the forecheck and go get it back, because that's all they want. And I felt like last night we were getting in there, and then their D would grab it and then just flip it out, and then we'd have to do that all over again, and it tires you to do that, and I feel that's what they did to us, tired us.
In your previous playoff experiences, what matters the most when you get late into a series like we are now?
Keep your composure, I guess. I mean, every series is different. Every year is different. I think for us, especially watching, you see it a little differently than when you're on the ice. I think we're doing fine watching the games. Or even last night, to me, it felt like we could have won that game. I thought for most part of the game, we were probably the better team. So just keep that confidence up that, you're get on the ice thinking you're the better team, and you're going to win the game, and you should be fine.
Nashville goes, they play their top four defensemen a lot. How important is it that you guys get in there and get physical with them?
Yeah, very important. So we need our legs. We need to get on them. So I think today's going to be a rest day for all the guys that played, which is good, get their rest, so that tomorrow when we get out there, we have our legs, so we can get on those guys and don't let them grab and flip it out every time.
Matthew, sir, just to clarify, on Wednesday, you said you thought you were good to play and you had the clearance. Did anything change to yesterday medically?
No, not at all. Feel the same way. So it's coach's decision. So I'm here waiting, and I'll be ready when I get the chance.